making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
Well, good morning. We have got two COVID stories. Warner Brothers released a statement regarding the movie Batman. Apparently, they had to stop production because Robert Pattinson, who plays Batman himself, has tested positive. So they had just started filming the movie again, and 3 days into filming is when he came back with his test. Boo.
That's not a good omen for that film.
It really is not, right? And then The Rock, he went to social media saying he and his wife, along with their four and two-year-old daughters, all had COVID for the last 3 weeks. He described it as a kick in the gut. He said he's gone through some doozies, but nothing compared to having this with, and in fact that all of his family had it at the same time. He says they've been relentless about safety, but it's not made a difference. So, and then this is weird. I mentioned this as I teased top trending stories. Some new candy canes are coming out because, you know, why not make the 2020 even more bizarre? They're going to be like flavors like ketchup, kale, pizza, and mac and cheese.
All right.
Why?
That's just not...
That's all I can say is why.
Why? Exactly.
And it also includes flavors like bacon, shiitake mushroom, and clam. Now, the bacon one might not be so bad. But, I mean... I'm not a fan of candy canes the regular way.
Same here. So this doesn't really apply to me. I wouldn't even try them anyway.
Same, yeah. But the guy Archie McPhee, it's a Seattle-based candy shop, decided to do this, and you can order them online if you are so intrigued.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.